of the bathroom in twos now. What's going on here?
I don't want to know.
What happens outside? Oh, they are husband and wife. Well, that's all right. You know, I wouldn't judge.
Sweet buddy.
Even if they were not, I would never judge. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. How you doing? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I know.
I need some advice on fulfilling a fantasy for my boyfriend.
All right, go ahead. First of all, let me get how old you are so I can give you this advice here. I know I'm not...
Okay, I'm 24.
24, clean and good to go. Go ahead.
Okay. He has this fantasy to, you know, be with another girl and me at the same time.
Yeah.
And I really want to fulfill this for him, but I have no idea how to go about finding another girl or approaching her. I was wondering if you could give me some advice.
Well... You know, it's the kind of climate in the world where you got to be a little leery of that kind. Don't you have any of your little girlfriends that you trust to know a little bit about their background?
Well, no, not really, because I've kind of exhausted my circle.
What do you mean, exhausted your circle?
Well, without coming right out and suggesting that they actually be with me and my boyfriend, I've sort of, you know, tried to find out what they thought about.
And what they think about it.
Yeah, and they're like, no, gross.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a bite in the bag. Where are you calling from?
I'm Atlanta.
Well, that's a big city. You got to be able to find somebody there that would get involved.
That's what I thought.
And a little bit of grappling. Huh?
Yeah.
A little bit of grappling with you and your boyfriend? Are you a happening looking couple?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I'm stymied. Maybe he works with somebody at work that he can bring over.
No, he doesn't work with anybody.
What does he do?
He's in drafting.
So he sits alone by his little draft board and hacks away, huh?
Right.
There you are trying to fulfill his fantasy. Well, I say, you can. Here's what you do. Here's a game plan. You and he just talk about it when you're having your zesty sessions. When you're frolicking, you talk about what you think it's going to be, what you're going to do, what he's going to do. You just use it as fuel to further heighten your passion. Then, it may be a year from now, it may be five. Sooner or later, you'll run into somebody that you'll both just know is right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Don't force it. Don't be buying those alternative magazines and the seedier bookstores. Just wait. Talk about what's going to happen, and then when the moment does, it'll just be the sweeter.
Okay, so the right person's going to come along.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Probably know what he wants to hear. I want it tomorrow! I mean, now I'm sitting in front of this draft board. But in time.